Good morning. You can always count on Lion to give me a proper greeting in the morning. Good morning. For those visiting, welcome to Garden Lane Church of Christ. We are glad you're here. Please come back. I am not the usual preacher. My name is Jason. I am filling in for Rob. And Rob is in, Rob and Lynn are in North Carolina meeting their grandson for the first time. So we hope that little Connor's doing well, and Taylor and Evan. Pray that they're enjoying themselves. And of course, we pray for their safe return. There's a song named, that we used to sing. We don't sing it that often now. It's called "There's Power in the Blood." You guys know that song? There's power in the blood. Power. Two syllables. Power. But that's not how the chorus goes. The chorus says power. P-O-W apostrophe R. Right? There's power in the blood. When I was younger, a buddy of mine and I, every time we'd sing that song, we'd emphasize power. That's how we'd say it. Power. We as country as we could. We get to giggling or whatever and inevitably get in trouble. There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I can make a pretty strong argument that that's the only sermon worth preaching. But that's not what I'm going to preach about this morning. This morning, I hope to discuss a different kind of power. This is a power that can be used by everyone present this morning. Every single person. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, how's your prayer life? How's your prayer life? How often do you pray? Are you sincere when you do it? I don't mean to be flippant, but if membership has its privileges, then direct communication with our Father, the Creator, certainly is at the top of that list. Do we care about this power of prayer, though? We might tell someone, I'm praying for you. Are you? It's one thing to forget to pray for someone. It's another thing altogether to lie about it. Praying, ing, meaning present tense, actively, more than once. That's what I'm praying for you means. It's not just a canned response. Or how about this? Our thoughts and prayers are with you. If your thoughts are with someone, you're thinking of that person often. They might even consume your thoughts. You might even forget to do something for yourself because someone else is on your mind. What about the second part of that statement? Our prayers are with you. If you tell someone you're going to pray for them. Again, if your prayers are with someone, you've gone to God on their behalf, more than once. Non-believers, they despise prayer. To them, it's just an empty promise. To them, it's just a show of affection without ever really caring, without ever really doing anything. They don't believe in the power of prayer. But what about us? What about you? Do you believe in the power of prayer? So that's what I want to discuss this morning. Highlight a few benefits. We've got six, maybe seven, that we'll go through rather quickly. Everyone here this morning of a certain age is labeled as a sinner. Those aren't my words. Those are the words of the inspired words of Paul, Romans 3:23. We understand that the wages of sin are death, Romans 6:23. We don't get to heaven. We don't get to heaven without forgiveness of sin. How do we obtain forgiveness of sin? 1 John chapter 1, verses 7. 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 beginning, "But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin." Blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. There's that power in the blood right there. Verse 8. "If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." The Christian can find forgiveness through the blood of Christ, but we have to ask for it. So that's first on our list and probably the most important benefit. Forgiveness. Acts chapter 8, verse 22. "Therefore, repent of this wickedness of yours and pray the Lord that if possible, the intention of your heart may be forgiven you." The power of prayer means that we can be forgiven. What else? You ever feel overwhelmed? Anxiety is real. There are people here today with real problems. There are people here today who are mentally tough in a way that I just can't understand. But what I can say is they didn't get that way by accident. Their prayer life is as it should be. Anxiety is an issue relevant enough for the scriptures to address on multiple occasions. In Philippians 4, Paul reminds us of the antidote for it. Philippians 4, verse 6. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God." Here's the thing, though. You have to believe that to be true. If you're present here today, that means you trust in God's word. Trust in it now. The scriptures tell us that God will help. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. "And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Surpasses all comprehension. That part's important. Why do we feel like we have to know everything that God does? We can't. We can't. Prayer, amongst other things, is an exercise in faith. The question is, are you going to approach the Father in all things? Are you going to make a habit of it? If you will, the scriptures tell us that God will guard your heart and your mind. What does that mean? Well, that means the power of prayer. The power of prayer provides peace. You can turn over in your Bibles. You can look behind me. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, beginning. "For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man. Drop down to verse 20. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Paul prayed that the Ephesians might be strengthened in the inner man. When we need a dose of strength, we can approach our Heavenly Father in the same way. The power of prayer provides strength. Inner strength, mental strength. What kind of things do you pray about? What kind of things do you pray about? I love this photo. Lynette and I both love this photo. It's a bad photo, but we love it nonetheless. Cell phone cameras have come a long way in 6 years. That's Autumn. She's probably around six years old. This is how we found her. She fell asleep praying. It's the cutest thing ever. And I was thought to myself, what does a six-year-old pray about? What does a six-year-old fall asleep praying about? Like a six-year-old, I'd guess the majority of our prayers are for our will. Things we want from God. How often do we pray for God's will to be accomplished? Do we pray for doors? Do we pray for doors to be opened to spread the gospel? Colossians 4 speaks to this issue directly. Do you find it difficult to talk to other people about God? I can admit that I do. Maybe we should be asking for boldness to do so. Ephesians 6, verse 18, with all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. And pray on my behalf that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness, the mystery of the gospel. Verse 20, for which I am an ambassador in chains, then in proclaiming it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. As I ought to speak, you'll notice that Paul didn't ask for prayers for it to be easy. That's a request that I would make. He's in prison at this time, likely chained to a guard. And he wrote these very words. Paul prays for boldness in spite of it not being easy. The power of prayer provides boldness. Specifically in this example, to carry out God's will. Few more. What is wisdom? If someone asked you to define wisdom, what would you tell them? Webster, the soundness of an action or a decision with regard to the application of experience, knowledge, and good judgment. Here's another one. The body of knowledge and principles that develops within a specified society or period. I'm getting warmer. I like this one. Wisdom isn't knowledge, but insight. Insight that makes the best use of the knowledge one has. Insight that makes the best use of the knowledge that one has. Even better, we can go to Scripture to find a definition for wisdom. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. There you have it. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. We find encouragement about wisdom in the letter of James. James chapter 1, verse 5 beginning. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith without any doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all of his ways. Not only should we be asking for wisdom, we should have the confidence, we should have the resolve when we do so. How many times have you said, I just don't know what to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. I've got a big decision, I'm torn about it. I've got a little decision, I'm torn about it. Become disturbed. You're worried. Nervous. Confused. Upset. You get flustered. We all get flustered. But if you think about it, really it's the non-believers that should be flustered. Christians are able to approach the Lord God Almighty for wisdom. Live right, take it to God. Live right, take it to God. Live right, take it to God. The scriptures promise us we'll be better off because of it. Wisdom that comes from above. Wisdom that comes from above is the power of prayer. One more will be done this morning. There's healing power in prayer. There's healing power in prayer. I don't care if you're mentally ill, if you're spiritually sick, if you're physically unwell, spiritually unwell. God heals all three. Now that said, go see a professional. I've seen God heal the sick in ways that just can't be explained with science. They just can't. They've tried, but they can't. And I certainly believe in the power of prayer, but I also believe that God blessed us with aptitude, with common sense, to seek a professional's help. I believe in supplementing prayer with action. God's blessings aren't limited. It may be His plan to guide the hearts, guide the hands of those professionals. There's healing power in prayer. James 5:16, therefore confess your sins to one another, pray for one another, so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. Not someone living in sin. Not someone who refuses God's will. Not a selfish person, but someone who is righteous, man or woman. Effective prayer avails much. New King James can accomplish much. New American Standard has great power. English Standard is powerful and effective. One man, one righteous man. How about the prayers of many righteous? What do you think that can accomplish? The power of prayer is healing. We have a high priest who has passed through the heavens. I want to repeat that. We have a high priest who has passed through the heavens. Hebrews 4, verse 14. Pope can't say that. Father so-and-so can't say that. They're unnecessary. Hebrews 4, verse 15. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Jesus Christ He is who we worship. He is our high priest. And through him we have access. We have access to the Father. Verse 16, same chapter. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Do you believe in the power of prayer? You've heard it said that prayer changes things, but most importantly, it changes you. We've highlighted what prayer provides: forgiveness, fighting anxiety, peace, strength, boldness, wisdom, and healing. That's the power of prayer. Sin, however, will separate you from God. It will extinguish this power. We shouldn't fool ourselves. We're doomed if our prayers fall on deaf ears. Repent of sin. Be baptized. Exercise this privilege. Use the power of prayer. If we can help in any way, come forward while together we stand and sing.